I'd say I swung across the pond.
Mm-hmm. I say you go on a springboard, you went like this, you went like that. What do you call
dive.
That? Yesterday I
take a dive in the pond.
Mm-hmm. Say somebody was killed in the water. How would you explain that? Because water got in his lungs. It didn't come up.
Drowned.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday he was what? He was
drowned.
Mm-hmm. Now, I asked you what you did yesterday and you went up a tree. You tell me yesterday you what'd you do to that tree?
Cut it?
Mm-hmm. So you went up it.
Yeah, climb it.
Mm-hmm. Good. If I ask you how often you did that, you say I've often what?
Yeah, I often climb a tree.
Mm-hmm. What do people do in church? They get down on their knees.
Yeah, they get down on their knees. Prayer. Pray.
See, last Sunday I saw her and she got down. What's another way?
Yeah, I've seen her kneel and pray.
Mm-hmm. If you're tired after dinner and you want to go get on the bed, you say, Mom, don't bother me for a while because I'm going to go in and what?
Take a nap.
Mm-hmm. And what do you say about getting down on the bed? I'm going to go in and
lay down, lie down, either one.
Which one do you use?
Well, I usually say lay down.
Mm-hmm. Say you stayed in bed all day yesterday. What'd you tell me? How would you tell me what you did yesterday? So yesterday
I say I lay in bed all day yesterday.
Good. And say, you know, when you sleep, your mind works and you have pictures in your mind. Say it happened last night. You say, last night I what?
Dreaming.
Mm-hmm. You what? Last night I?
I dreamt last night, or I was dreaming last night.
Mm-hmm. And then when you open your eyes this morning, what's that called? I
woke.
Mm-hmm.
Woke up.
Now, if I come in with, say, mud on my shoes, and there's a mat out there for me to put my shoes on, I do like this. What's that called?
Stomping.
Mm-hmm. Good. What do you call it when the baby just begins to learn to walk?
Well, usually the first thing you call it, it crawls.
That's on all fours, isn't it?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say creeps?
Yeah. Creeping along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's about the gait that I've got to wear out. I can go about the fastest I can go. Creeping.
I'll get that way someday, I guess. Well, say you're going with a girl, you saw her at a dance, and you want to go home with her. You say, May I
accompany you home, or may I have your company?
Sounds
kind of
highfalutin.
May I see you home?
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's this called? What am I doing now? Against the wall.
Spam?
No, just
push.
Yeah. What's that?
What do you say it is, Mom?
Push.
Mm-hmm.
Push.
And what's this? The opposite of push.
Pulling?
Mm-hmm. Good. Now, say you were a bellhop at a hotel. Some lady wanted you to take a suitcase down the station. You got back and you told me what you did. How'd you tell me what you did? You what, that suitcase all the way down to the station?
I'd say I carried the suitcase.
Would you ever say
down?
Anything else?
Well, there's three or four other things could be said. One I toted,
mm-hmm.
one I carried,
mm-hmm.
and one I taken.
Mm-hmm.